from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Airstrikes continue as rebels begin fighting one another. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo overnight and into Friday morning. This according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The fresh round of bombing comes just a day before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It'll be the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian and allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. And the children of Aleppo? Amidst the war-torn wreckage, 12-year-old Mohammed does what he can to help sustain his family's existence. He says, "What kind of life is this? In a way, we thank God that we live okay. What can we do? The road is closed. There's no food or drink, and everything here is expensive. Everything is expensive. Everyone is selling at a very high price. This is the way we are eating, and this is what God gave us. Thank God, and thank God for what He gave us." Rebels in northern Syria have been fighting among themselves after one of the largest Syrian rebel troops was accused of having ties to Islamic State. The battles that have been raging for days in Idlib province threaten to weaken the rebels' hold on the region as Syrian and Russian airstrikes have increased to uproot them. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that rebels recently largely stopped fighting government forces and have lost some 30% of their territory. This is VOA News. More than 62,000 civilians are believed to have fled from Mosul in recent weeks as Iraqi forces prepare for a final assault to retake the city from the Islamic State terror group. Despite talk by U.S. and Iraqi officials about setting up safe routes to handle the flow of fleeing civilians, aid groups say they are seeing few indications Iraq is making adequate preparations. Instead, they say Iraqi military planners seem intent on locking down all of Mosul in an effort to make sure no one, ISIS fighter or innocent civilian, is able to leave. Experts warn it could be a humanitarian disaster in the making. In American politics, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama told Clinton supporters in New Hampshire that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's comments on women could not be dismissed.
"This was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior."
Additionally, in interviews with the New York Times on Wednesday, two women accused Trump of allegedly touching them inappropriately. That report was followed by a stream of similar allegations from several other women, putting more pressure on Trump. Donald Trump was forceful in defending himself. He called their stories totally, absolutely false.
"Instead of the issues, they've slandered and libeled me with false accusations. But we will not let these lies distract us."
He said the claims are fabricated, fiction, and outright lies. The Swedish Academy has surprised the world with its decision to award the Nobel Prize for Literature to U.S. singer and songwriter Bob Dylan. In an unusual move, the Academy announced Thursday it was honoring Dylan for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. Zlatika Hoke reports for VOA.
Dylan's career spans more than half a century and attracts people of all generations. His fans say the award is well-deserved. But for many people, Dylan is a musician and not an author. Social media was a-Twitter Thursday, questioning and even disparaging the choice. "The controversy is a good thing," says Stephen Rings, music professor at the University of Chicago, who has taught a course on Dylan.
"I think the pressure that it exerts on the notion of what literature can be is crucial and is really timely."
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
And a Dutch court has ruled today that prosecutors can move ahead with charges of hate speech against right-wing politician Geert Wilders for his perceived anti-Muslim remarks. In the ruling, the judge said that the prosecution will not affect his political freedoms or that of his Freedom Party. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.